I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going over. I'm very angry.
I feel like a fucking 200 page novel.
I do. I really do. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is Ragtime Summer Edition for 2019. We're a year and a half until elections.
Heather's not gonna.
I can't do the air horn.
I like to do the whoop 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 whoop. That's how I like to do it. Like a bwomp.
Sure, I like it.
Okay.
We might kind of incorporate some things that we just did on our podcast because my hands kind of hurt from the clapping, but it might come up. We were talking about how you got like that one.
Why not bring it up again?
Because I mean, yeah, that's true.
To us, it doesn't matter.
That is true.
I said to Heather that I hate when you go to a restaurant and only one person's watching the sports on TV because it's just like a normal restaurant.
And it's a crowded restaurant, but only one dude.
It's totally fine when you're in like a sports bar or something and then it's like a whole group of people. They're like, oh, they're fans of the Rangers. And they're all like, yeah, woo, and like the thing happens. But like when you're sitting there eating normally in a restaurant where like you don't even realize sports are on TV. And then out of nowhere, one man's just like, ah, woo,
yeah.
And then always this clap. This is a white man clap. It's that slow, so hard clap where your hands hurt.
And it really happens right before they go on commercial.
And it just shakes you to the core because you're not expecting it. And you're like, oh my god.
Right, right.
It's like the same reaction you have if someone just like busted in with a gun. Because it's just so jarring. You're like, what? Like, you're not expecting someone to do that.
You're expecting it if you're at a place where a lot of people are watching the game. You're
like
just like,
I walk in and half the bar has Rangers shirts on, I'm like, okay, they're going to be rowdy.
Right.
Because they're watching the game.
Exactly.
And so are other people here. But this is just like a man.
Yeah!
Who happens to be watching whatever's on and no one fucking else is.
I was trying to jar you. It didn't happen.
It was jarring. I just kept it in. I'm a professional.
But I agree, it's bullshit. And it's just, it's...
And since we're, like, repeating something, I'm gonna go back to it again, just a short rant, because I'm sure I brought this up before. Blinkers. I can't fucking take it anymore. I think it's getting worse.
Blinkers?
No one fucking uses them.
No, they do not.
You know what? Everyone, just pretend at all times there's someone behind you. No matter what, always use your blinker. Just make it a habit, because... It seems like people are just, like, lax. Like, oh, no one's really around. I'm just going
to
turn.
I put my blinker on to come down our street.
I put my blinker on to go into my fucking driveway because I am in a society and there are rules.
It's your fucking driveway.
I do it.
We're in a dead-end street.
But if someone's behind me, I want them to know I'm turning left
soon.
Who's
behind you?
I don't know. But I don't want them to be jarred like a white man sort of clapping at a restaurant.
So are you saying that I should put my blinker on when I'm pulling over to park my car on the side?
Yes. Go that far.
I mean, I put the blinker on to turn down our street, but I don't do that.
And I can tell my mom's annoyed about it, too. And I've adopted this because I just loved it. She saw somebody, and they had their window slightly down. She's like, oh, I guess you don't have the model that came with the blinker.
That was good for her.
I'm like, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Good job, Sheila.
You're like, oh, the Civic 03. I guess that the one just a blinker. Okay, we can get off blinkers now. What do you got?
Cutting a lemon when you forget that you have a tiny cut on your finger.
Did you ever cut a lemon and it squirted towards your face? And you're like, not my eye!
I've had it squirt, yes, but luckily never got into my eye. But
yeah. I've had that with a jalapeno, though.
Oh, I think that would be worse!
You wash your hands and you think you gotta wear gloves. There's certain peppers, you gotta wear gloves. Oh. Because you wash them like two or three times, you think it's gone. You move an eyelash and you're like, ah, Mexico's in my eye!
Oh, shit!
You're like, squirt in your eye, you're like, no!
Shit.
That's what they should do to Border Patrol. Just, like, squirt jalapeno juice at them.
Because they really should.
It really will bring a man down.
Fuck pepper spray.
You don't even need it. Just jalapeno fingers.
Oh, my God.
Don't even squirt it. Just, like, go with, like, Three Stooges at Border.
California girl with jalapeno fingers.
But yeah, a fucking lemon, like, if you get a tiny drop in, like, a paper cut, you're out for the count.
I had a paper cut on my finger, and I totally forgot, and I was, like, squeezing lemon for a recipe, and I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, I had to drop it and immediately put my hand underneath the faucet.
Yeah.
And I thought my finger was going to burn off.
I had to pour milk in my eye with the jalapeno. Oh. There was nothing fixed it.
Oh.
It was like.
Of course, that's what they say. Like, if you eat something hot, drink something creamy.
Yeah, well, they do it when you ever see, like, protesters get pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put milk in it.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a Nazi just walking the streets right now. They fucking deserve it, though.
No, they really
punch a Nazi pepper spray.
Please,
I don't care.
Please do. Please do. So, yeah, that was me. So, oh, wait, are you two?
What?
Did you do two?
Kind of.
Okay.
But whatever you want.
What are you doing?
Looking at my notes.
Okay, so...
Because I'm a professional.
You actually have notes for that one.
I can't even say it. I can't professional. Even say it without laughing because it's so stupid. I'm a professional. You're judicial right. System.
Can we talk about... And maybe it's just me. Okay. Why does Hope Hicks need to be attractive? Especially in tuxedo that she wore to one White House. They show that picture on TV and my body betrays me.
Yeah.
Because she's a fucking asshole.
You can picture hate fucking her.
Oh my God. Why? Why? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Hope Hicks used to be the communications director for the president.
She was 20 something.
And she was dating a wife beater.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You could have any guy in the world and you take get that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. But she wears this, there's one picture of her in a tuxedo and it's like, holy fucking shit. It's kind of like Shania Twain in that music video before she took it all off. I'm like, oh no. My body's doing things to me that I wish it wasn't.
I love you, Hope
Hicks. Damn it! Oh, can I just sit on your face? So, I guess maybe it's me. I have something for, you know, a sexy lady in a tuxedo.
Yeah, that's like, and it has to be an evil person.
But Shania Twain, I don't think, is evil. But, like, why am I attracted to this? I'm pissed off at myself.
Yeah.
That she has to be that attractive.
Well, I guess tuxedos are your downfall.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly.
What if she had a tuxedo t-shirt?
No.
You wouldn't be as attractive?
No. So, just Google... Hope Hicks tuxedo.
I'm going to be.
And yeah, oh, you definitely are going to diddle yourself later. So, and then think about me, how I hate myself. So I'm diddling myself, hating myself.
Yeah. You're like, fucking hate myself. Hope Hicks. You make me come so hard.
Satisfied. You better keep that tie on.
Polly's just like, are you angry masturbating again up there?
No!
Yes! What do you do when you come after you? If you angry masturbate, you wipe my clap.
I just go, yeah!
It's so aggressive. You're like, oh, I hurt my clit.
I just walk downstairs, Napoleon just looks at me and just shakes her head. She's like, you disgust me.
Every day I lose more and more respect and love for you.
You disgust me. And then the next ragtime will be like, I disgust myself. I disgusted my wife.
Back to ridiculousness is happening in restaurants. One of my pet peeves is when you walk into a restaurant at a time that isn't even busy. And this restaurant...
3:40.
And this restaurant probably is never busy. You're just stopping in there. And they go, do you have a reservation?
That's the worst. Because you look around. Because you really do look around the restaurant. There's nobody there. And you just go...
You're like, unless you got something 5 minutes from now that is a booked...
You like a huge ass fucking party.
No, I don't. It's 4:00. I shouldn't even be eating at this time. An old person now. Just let me sit down.
Right.
Do you have a reservation? Like, do you have to mark it off?
Can you imagine if you said no and then they say it's a 45-minute wait?
There's no one fucking.
There's
in
no
here.
One here. They're coming. Or basically, she just goes, you don't see them? You're like, no. We're gone. Thank you. Bye-bye. But seriously. Yeah.
So... And then I also shared in this on, I've been watching lots of comedians in cars.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And, like, it could be, like, people could take it as Jerry Seinfeld being an elitist dick, but he's not. It's just, like, a thing that would annoy any of us. And he's just like, don't you fucking hate that? As soon as it happened, the waitress comes over and he says he wants 2 eggs, sunny side up, nothing else. Just 2 eggs.
2 fried
just
eggs like on a plate. He literally
says it like that. I want that, nothing else.
Right.
Next question. Do you want toast with that?
Right.
And he just looked at her and she walked away. And then he just goes, to, I forget who it was, what episode. He's like, don't you hate that? And they're like, yeah, I do. It's like, what did I just fucking say? I mean, I don't want anything else.
If you think about it, like, and
I was like, I agree.
I mean, I totally agree with that. But if you, I've never been a waitress, so I don't really know. But I'm pretty sure it sounds like this is what, like, she just goes through the motions. It's just
ingrained in your head,
you know. And then it's finally, like when
you
get like,
somebody who's like script calling you, and you answered like 2 or 3 questions ahead, and you still ask it, and you're like, I just said that.
Exactly. Like she probably was listening, but not really. Yeah. Because she knows she has to go. Do you want toast with that?
Yeah.
And then she probably realized when she got back, like, he said nothing else. And then how do you fix that?
No, you can't.
You don't. You just show up and just go
for the rest.
Right. Yeah. One more coffee. You know, like, I mean, I.
Oh, it was Amy Schumer. It was Amy Schumer. That's what he said. Because then she's an asshole. When they put the food down, the waitress walks away. She goes, "Did you forget his toast?" And the waitress goes, "No, he didn't want any." And Jerry's like, "Don't start something." You know.
Right.
Exactly. And she's just like, like she's so happy with herself.
Yeah, that's an asshole thing to do.
She just did it to be an asshole, and it was hysterical. Right. He's like, come on, man, don't do that.
Well, at least he called her out, like, don't be an asshole.
I know, it was great, and she was like, I am an asshole, and I love it.
Speaking of assholes.
Yes, are you a bitch about me?
Well, I bitch about you all the time. But it's like, it's a love-hate bitch, like, whatever. How is it, now, if you're on the ground floor of a building... Mm-hmm. And you need to use the elevator. Mm-hmm. Do you let the people that come out of the elevator first before you...
Of course you do. You step to the side.
Thank you.
You're not an animal.
Oh, my God.
No one fucking does it, though. Especially in the mall, I've noticed. That worst
Nobody
offenders.
Does it. No. No, not even at work. Nobody does it.
Same and etiquette for subway trains.
Oh, my God. You let people exit and then you get onto it.
Yeah, they're making room for you.
Like, I don't understand. What
are
understand.
You so afraid the doors and are going to shut or something? Just put your arm out.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. I really want to punch people at work who are on their phones and just, like, walk in without looking. Like, I'm getting off on this floor. Can you not fucking wait?
You should just take it, like, just snap one day. Like, what's that movie with Michael Douglas where he just, like, snaps?
Postal. Isn't it called Postal?
No.
Oh, no.
He just, like, leaves his car and just goes on crap. A spree.
Yo, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Walking something? Is it? I don't know. Anyway. I just see you snapping one day and just, like, you're just going to start walking like no one's there. Just, like, being, like,
just like, oh my God.
Like
yeah,
shouldering and elbowing people. And then, like, they say something and be like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you.
Right.
Yeah.
But your shoulder says otherwise. It has a mind of its own. I don't know what to do. I just like shoulder shimmy out of the room.
Like,
anyway, just wait for us all to leave the elevator. It saves you what? Or costs you 5 seconds?
But it really doesn't. Because you're now ramming into me. And now I'm getting off, so now you gotta back up anyway. You're just wasting your time.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to just wait and let 4 people leave.
I understand.
What, 5 seconds? 10 if that?
I understand sometimes at the mall because sometimes it's families and kids are stupid. But, like, if you're a grown adult, come on.
Yeah, and
if
normally...
you're 8 and you're trying to push your way on, okay. If you're, like, 32, come on, dickhead.
I mean, and at the mall, they're... people really squeeze in there. So you've got more than 4 people.
Yes.
So if you're trying to squeeze in while I'm trying to squeeze out, you're going to delay your trip even more.
I also hate people who fill the elevator at the mall when there's somebody with a stroller and now they can't get on. They're like, oh, I guess I'll get the next one. It's like, you don't even need to be fucking using this. Go on the escalator. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. So
I've seen, like, teens and other people who are able-bodied get on an elevator that's like 10 feet away from an escalator, fill it, and then not let the woman with the baby stroller who needs to
use
it.
And she's
just sitting out there like, yes, I'm waiting till it comes back.
And was she there before, like, the people that filled it? Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, like, just let her fuck, like, you don't need to use it. It's not there for you.
I hate people. That's
it's like Etta always wants to go now in the big stall in the bathroom, and I have to keep explaining to her, like, the other stalls are open. Don't go in there because right. It's only one of them. And if someone comes in with a wheelchair, now they have to wait for your selfish ass to come out of there.
Right, exactly.
She just likes that it's, like, roomy and there's, like, a baby table in there. She likes to look at it. I don't know why. She just points it out, like, look, that's where the babies get there.
You're like, yeah, we used to do that to you, too. Yeah.
Why are we in here?
And then you feel bad when you actually are using that and you walk out and there's someone waiting for you.
I've never had that happen. I've had that happen to me once. I would feel awful. Unless it was like a full bathroom.
It was a full bathroom. Like that, like that was it. But
if I was the only one in there and they're just sitting there. Yeah, no. Like waiting with three open stalls and I'm like,
hey. No, that didn't happen. But I was just like, oh. But you don't want to make a thing about it. You know what I mean? Like,
sorry. You should hold it and be like, oh, it's you. Like that didn't make up for it. You're like, all right, sorry.
That would be even grosser. I think, or do you need me to line the seat for you?
I am so sorry. Get the fuck out of here, please.
So, is that it? Did I complain about three things? I think I did.
You did? Did I?
You had two. Oh, I got one more. I do have one more, because I did my lemon.
I did three. No, we just
kind of... Oh, no, we just did three, yeah.
Yeah, and then we went off our own rants and kind of added to it.
We really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
We don't want to go overboard. We try to limit it to three, so we're just not to upset anyone.
We're trying, and also I wanted to keep it kind of light, because there's a lot of fucked up shit going on around the world.
This is a short and sweet one, but
it really is.
But it was concentrated, like my CBD oil. Like, it really... On that note...
How do I end this?
I don't know. See you later, bye-bye.
Peace!